I have the pleasure now of sitting in with assistant coach Robert King of the Lexington High School Minutemen. Trenton, they played at Trenton, the Trenton Bulldogs, 34-6 victory. And good evening, coach.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I almost couldn't read my own writing. That becomes a problem. So, coach, you want to go ahead and start off telling us how the game started out?
Yes, ma'am. We started out kicking the ball off. Our defense came out strong, forced a punt, and we held strong all first quarter and second quarter, giving up zero first downs in the first quarter. I don't think Trenton had one first down till the second quarter. Our defense played ass off all first half.
All right, coach. Now, 34-6, you only let them score one touchdown during the whole game. So how about that defense?
Oh, our defense played lights out. 11 guys swarming to the ball. That's what we preach, and that's what we hang our hat on. They had a great pass, great catch with 2 minutes left, close to 2 minutes left, and second quarter went in, had a little bit of adversity, but our boys responded well. Our offense got it rolling in the second half and came away with a victory.
Now, coach, we had delays all over the map tonight with these high school football games. 30-minute delays, see another lightning strike, 30-minute delays, and the lightning detectors going off like crazy. Did you have any problems?
No, we did not. We got our game started right on time and had zero delays, and it was a beautiful night for football for the Lexington Minutemen.
All right, coach. Now, I just talked to another coach who's had a couple of injuries already this season. Have you had any of that?
We have not. We've actually been injury-free this year. You know, we don't have a lot of numbers. We only have about 26, 27 kids out, but all of our kids are healthy and looking forward to getting at it next week.
Now, we have to touch on this bus situation. We have to talk about that a little bit. First of all, you called me tonight, and we had a fax machine feeding through somewhere, and
yes,
you called me back, and we did it again. And then you paused because you had a bus breakdown. But everyone's safe and sound now, right?
Yes, ma'am. We had an electrical issue on one of our buses. It was actually our cheerleading buses. So we had to squeeze in and move some people around and get everybody on one bus and head back safely.
Now, how's the morale of everyone?
Oh, it's high right now. We're having a great time.
Now, coach, whenever you have these away games, do you find that you have several people who do tag along and watch the games?
You know, our crowd, our fans, they're pretty well. I mean, we have several people from Lexington that travel with us, support our boys, support the town. And it is nice when we do travel to look in the stands and see some Minutemen in the stands.
All right, coach, you want to let everyone know where you're going to be next Friday?
Next Friday is actually our homecoming. We will be at Lexington against Northeast Kansas City.
All right, coach, anything else you would like to add tonight?
No, ma'am. Just happy to be a Minuteman right now.
All right, assistant coach Robert King of the Lexington High School Minutemen bringing home the victory 34-6 over the Trenton Bulldogs. He and his team, part of tonight's KMZU fifth quarter show.